What is the most frightening exorcism you've ever been told about or participated in?
I participated in one that dealt with this woman. She was about 52 years old. It was a case I was involved with for 4 years, and it took 16 exorcisms to free this woman.
16?
It took 16.
Over what period of time?
It was over four years, George.
Oh, my God.
It was one of the most intense cases in my 30-year career. Her second to her last exorcism, it was performed by Bishop McKenna. She's a little tiny woman. I don't think she weighed more than 80 pounds soaking wet. She was in the pew. They had her in a straitjacket. They had her tied down. There was four huge guys around her. Well, when this woman went under, you saw the look on her face, and she gained this enormous amount of strength where she was actually able to break the ropes, pull the pew up, and break out of the straitjacket. And she had such an intense strength that she was able to actually push people away. I actually rammed towards her to stop her from being able to go towards Bishop McKenna. And the smells that were associated that day and the things that she came out with were just like very, very horrendous. The very last exorcism that took place over this woman, I do talk about it in my book, The Shadows of the Dark, took place in her home. Myself and several other researchers, Bishop McKenna, and a priest that he was training at that point in time was there. And she was tied down in the chair, and we had pillows and everything all around her. It was very successful. He was able to pull from her, when she went under, the names of some of the entities that were with her. And at that point in time, as Bishop was going forth and reading the prayers, going into Latin, we actually had rumbles throughout the house. And
like earthquake rumbles?
It was not to that intensity, but there were rumbles through the house. You can feel it. You could feel it through the floor. And everybody would basically, you know, right at the same point in time, just freeze in their tracks. And it was like, what is this? What is happening?
Sure.
Here? And you would, you know, have things moving, not, you know, totally moving, but they would move throughout the room we were in. And she would just break out into this voice. Now, a person that talks in these voices, George, it does not only come from them like me speaking, but it comes from around them. So it's almost, the best way I can describe it is almost like stereo. This is how you know another sign that they have something with them.
Stereo in sync, or maybe like reverb, where the sound, you hear the sound, and then maybe a tenth of a second later you hear the sound.
It's usually all at the same time.
Okay.
But
okay.
It just, like, it comes at you from different directions. I've seen this happen several times with people, and this one particular person this happened with. Well, he was finally able to get the name of names of several of them that were with her that day, and he was able to cast them out. Well, when everything was finally said and done, and we finally took the pillows away and everything, and she got up, she stood there and she started crying. She says, "I'm burning." And we lifted her sleeves up, and her arms were all totally burnt marks on them.
Oh my.
And really, really scratched. And the worst part was her daughter had lifted the front of her blouse, and there was a huge cross actually on her stomach.
It was etched on her stomach?
It was actually etched on her stomach. I was amazed at seeing that. And Bishop McKenna at that point in time was putting holy water all over her.
How did the bishop know when to let her go? I would have kept her tied up as long as I could.
Well, there was a sign where everything calmed down and the woman came back. And she sat there and she started crying.
Well, how do you know it wasn't a trick?
We don't.
Ah,
Okay. We don't. That's a key thing. At that point in time, that's when you still keep your guard up.
You're taking one heck of a chance.
Well, sometimes you have to. Sometimes we have to. But the feeling that came about, and it felt very light in the house after that. It didn't have that oppressive feeling. And I felt wholeheartedly at that point that he was able to break some of it that was with her. At that point, I didn't realize it was 100% successful. We have to usually wait a few days to make sure that it is.
But where is the victim while you're waiting?
Is it doing the wrong thing or what?
You can't put them in prison.
No,
right?
That would be the worst thing you could do. What you basically try to get them to do is, at that point, to get them back in to what would be a normal life. Do what you would normally do. Go out shopping, intermingle, you know, start talking to people, get back into some type of a life.
Right.
Is what I always recommend to people. That's one of the best things they could possibly do. And for the first day afterwards, I had spoken to her, and she said to me, "I feel like it's all gone." And I said, "Well, what does it feel like?" She says, "I feel empty." That's a key sign.
Did she look different to you? Healthy?
She really didn't. I can't really say that she looked healthy, George, but there was a difference about the person. There was definitely a difference.
When a priest performs an exorcism, is he really throwing holy water at the victim and, you know, yelling the body of Christ and all
Oh,
this?
Yeah. Yes, this does happen. It does take
Does a person
like
scream
that
when they get hit by the holy water, like they're burning or melting away?
I've seen both. I've seen people, you know, react to it, and I've seen people like it was nothing.
Have you ever heard anybody tell you, John, that when an exorcism was being performed, that you could actually see the demonic spirit leave the body?
What I have seen and been witness to, and it's only happened two times in the many exorcisms I've been involved with, is that when something departed, there was a shimmer, and it's the only way I can describe it, and it would be to the side of the person, and I wouldn't say anything. I'd wait to see if anybody was reacting, and I would notice that the priest would react because he would start throwing holy water over to that side. And it wasn't a solid black thing or anything like that, but it was transparent. And as soon as the priest would go to react, it would dart right out.